Blog Talk Radio.
Cover you as well in your going out and your coming in. I need you, Lord, to cover each and every listening ear on this broadcast, Lord. And Father, I need you to cover this broadcast this day. Amen. You are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, and this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Chiva Porter. Amen. You all know we start this broadcast off with prayer. So for those of you that have your prayer list, go ahead and gather your prayer list. that we can touch and agree, for we are our brothers and sisters, keepers, and we are to pray one for another. So go ahead and get your prayer list as we touch and agree with you. And as others prepare their hearts and minds to touch and agree in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as we come before you holding our prayer lists, Lord, Father, and I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord. Father, as we pray one for another, Lord. Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord, Father, upon these prayer lists, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves and some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we are thanking you right now for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord. The prayers, Lord, Father, that you are answering as we pray and about to answer, Lord, Father. Father, for we take you not for granted, Lord. We give you the honor. We give you the glory and the praise, Lord, Father. Father, for even being so mindful of us, Lord, Father. So, Father, as we pray and intercede, Lord, Father, for these people, Lord, Father, we thank you, O God, for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every prayer request, Lord, Father. Father, there is so much out there that are in need of prayer, Lord, Father. And we thank you, Lord, Father, that they entrust us, Lord, Father, to touch and agree with them in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica Nelson, Lord, Father. Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over Bobby that have prostate cancer, Lord. Yvonne Talbert that have uterus cancer, Lord. Father, Deshaun Hampill that have cancer in the brain, Lord, Father. Father, we know, oh God, that you are bigger than any form of cancer, Lord. Father Yamilet, Lord, Father, that has breast cancer, Lord. Bobby that has throat cancer, oh God. Father, we asking you right now, oh God, to touch them right now, oh God. TJ that has pancreas cancer, Lord. Spurgeon Walters that has lung cancer, oh God. Father Lisa right now, oh God, that has stomach cancer right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we thanking you and glorifying you for moving on their behalf right now, Lord. Father, for we speak healing, Lord, Father. Father, we know, oh God, that you can change situations, Lord, Father. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you're a God of many chances, Lord. And, Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you, oh God, for touching Caitlin right now, Lord, Father. Father, the surgeries that you have brought her through, Lord, Father. Father, taking out the cancer, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for we know, Lord, Father, that your hand was upon her, Lord, Father. Oh, God, continue to strengthen and heal her right now, Lord, Father. Oh, God, touch, Lord, Father, her family, Lord, Father, those that are taking care of her, oh, Lord. Strengthen them as well, oh, God, for you know, Lord, Father, sometimes we forget, oh, God, to pray, Lord, Father, for the family members or the caregiver that is taking care, Lord, Father, of our loved ones, Lord, Father, that are sick and that are going through this day, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you for watching after them as well, oh, God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Deitra right now, O God. And Father, we thank you, O God, for bringing her through her surgery, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the doctors and the nurses, Lord Father. Father, we thanking you, Lord Father, for her recovery right now in the name of Jesus. Father, touch, Lord Father God, her family as well, Lord Father, as they, Lord Father, continue to stand by her side, O God. Father, we thanking you, O God. We thanking you for healing and delivering and set those captive free right now, Lord Father. O God, though they may be walking around, Lord Father, God free, Lord Father, they are locked up in their minds right now, Lord Father. They're in their own prison in their minds right now, O God. So, Father, touch those today, Lord Father, that needs you, Lord Father, to free them, Lord Father. For who you set free, O God, is free indeed, Lord. And we thank you and glorify you this day, O Lord. O Father, we hold before you Jordan, Lord Father, and his friend right now, Lord Father. And, Father, we asking you, O God, to intercede, O God, on their behalf, Lord. Father, you know what they're in need of, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for recovery right now, Lord Father. Father, we come against drugs, Lord Father God, that is destroying, Lord Father, your people this day, Lord Father. Father, we ask you this day to release them right now. Set them free, Lord Father. And Father, when you set them free, Lord Father, they run for you like never before, Lord Father, knowing, O God, that you gave them a second chance in life, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Liz, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for bringing her through the surgery, Lord Father. We continue to ask you, Lord Father, for your healing, Lord Father, in and through her right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, when she prepares, Lord Father, to travel back to the doctors, Lord Father, we pray for traveling mercies right now. And even a better praise report. It just get better and better each and every time right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Edith, Lord Father. And Father, we speak healing over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. We speak to every muscle, every tendon, Lord Father. And we say, line up with the word of God. For you say, healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And we're standing in the gap and touching and agreeing with her right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we continue to pray for Elder Rasa right now, Lord Father, and the loss of her son, Lord. Father, we continue, Lord Father, to pray peace and comfort, Lord Father, to her, Lord Father. Father, touch that entire family, Lord Father. Father, this is your servant, Lord Father. Father, we ask you right now, Lord Father, to hold her up. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, touch her, Lord Father. Father, when she is feeling weary, Lord Father, we speak strength, Lord Father, that she may continue to go on in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we pray for Pastor Williams right now, Lord Father, asking you, O God, to continue to touch her body from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for giving her her kidney, Lord Father. We're speaking it right now into existence in the name of Jesus. For Father, we take you not for granted, Lord. Father, you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, Lord Father. We thank you. Father, we know that it was no other God but you, O God. So, Father, we thank you and glorifying you just for hearing and answering prayers this day, Lord. Father, we are praying for those, O God, that seek salvation, Lord. Father, the enemy's job is to kill, steal, and destroy, and we're coming against the enemy right now. Father, as we speak life and that more abundantly, Lord, Father, into your people, and we cancel in premature deaths right now in the name of Jesus. See the blood covering right now, O God. See the blood covering right now, O God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we hold before you our children and our grandchildren, oh God. Father, as they go to school, Lord, Father, we praying for traveling mercies, Lord. And we bind the hands of the enemy, Lord, Father, that will try to come against them, Lord. Father, we come against trafficking, child molesters, Lord, bullying, Lord, Father, gun violence in the schools right now. We cancel that assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, and see the blood covering, Lord, Father. See the blood covering this day, Lord, Father. Father, we honor you. We glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, and we cancel every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast, oh God. Father, and we call it null and void in the name of Jesus. Father, we speak healing and deliverance flowing through these airwaves, Lord, Father. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, take control right now of this broadcast. For it's not our broadcast, oh God, but it's your broadcast. And we ask that you do what you want to do this day, this time, this hour, right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we say amen as we pray in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 We're just giving God the honor, the glory, and the praise. You ought to thank God for waking you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. If you look around and you see how many did not make it, all you have to do is turn on the TV wherever you may be, and you will see how many people did not make it. You can go by your newspaper and you can read in the obituaries how many did not make it this morning. Amen. So you ought to give God the praise. No one ought to tell you to praise God. You ought to praise God and thank him for waking you up this morning. Amen. 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 And amen. Let me give you the word today. It says, when it comes to reaching our loved ones, never forget that it is God who changes hearts. We are simply the means he used to accomplish his purpose. When it comes to reaching our loved ones, never forget that it is God who changes hearts. We are simply the means he uses to accomplish his purpose. And it's so true. Some of us want to take God's glory. You cannot take God's glory. When you see that person change, you have been talking to that person. You are talking to the God within them. God is the one that does the changing, and he is the one that uses you. Amen. You all know what time it is. It is Throwback Thursday. That's what we call it. Throwback Thursday. You know, on Facebook, they have Throwback Thursday or Wednesday, whichever day they have. Well, we have Throwback Thursday. And you would hear a message from the late Apostle Gloria Porter, also the late Pastor Sharon Bond, and you will also hear Bishop Porter in the midst. And no, he is not past. He is still amongst the land of the living. Amen. But just know that the word is always on time. The word may not be for you today, but trust and believe that it is for someone that is listening to this broadcast. Do not take the word for granted. Because when they take away the Bible, the word that you was reading, God's word that you've been reading, You can ask the Holy Spirit to bring it back to your remembrance. And it will come back. So read and eat the word. Read and eat the word. You don't understand the Bible? Go ahead and ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Ask him to help you to understand what it is that you're reading. Ask him to take you deeper in the word, and he will take you right where you need to be. And you will continue to grow. So take not the word for granted. So many people are using new translation and, you know, all kind of different type of translation that is going on. But if you take what it is in that new translation and you look back at your Bible before it began to all these translations, you will find that some scriptures inside there, some wording is changed. It changed the whole meaning of what God intended that chapter to be. So pay attention and don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Cover your mind under the blood. Remember, the war is in the mind. When you go to Ephesians chapter 6 and you start, you know, from the 10th verse, go all the way down, you would read that you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Flesh and blood is us. What is principalities? What is power in high places? You're talking spiritual. So he gave you those weapons to fight. So ask God today for the spirit of discernment, alertness, awareness, understanding, wisdom, and knowledge. As you begin to get in that set place, do not worship a religion, but have a relationship with your Lord and Savior today. When you go to church faithfully or do anything faithfully, it's a religion to you. If you don't have that relationship with God, you are lost. When you go to church on Sunday, whether it be for church service or you go in, you know, on whatever day of the week for Bible study, that's the building that you're going into to assemble yourself together. So prepare your hearts and prepare your mind and begin to conversate with God. Begin to talk to God. I tell you, we serve an awesome and powerful God. He is mindful of us. He's a forgiving God. He's a God of many chances. And no, I will not be bringing forth the message today, but I tell you what was laid on my heart today. Amen. So prepare your heart and prepare your mind as we go back. And this message was from 2012. Amen. So go ahead, tune in your ears and your heart.
Starting off in Luke, the 4th chapter, I want to give you a little background here. And it says, I'm going to start at 32nd verse. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. Now, Jesus, you know, when Jesus speaks, something happens. Now, no sense in thinking nothing don't. It happens. When he speaks, something happens. He said his words was without. The 33rd say, going a little further, and in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou, Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. Now, you hear the devil know who Jesus is, and you don't, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
You let the devil know more about Jesus than you do. He say, I know who you are, huh? Call him by name. And you the Holy One of God. And you don't know that today. You that are listening do not know that Jesus is the Holy One of God. Oh, shame on you. Read on. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold our peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they came out, and they come out. Now you, do you know he gave you the same power? He gave us the same power. Do you not know that? Hmm? That we can speak with authority and power, huh? And command the unclean spirit. Now, we don't believe it. I hear a lot of preachers say that they don't believe that the day you got saved, that them devils, you know, they came out. Well, I'm telling you, they ain't come out. You hear what I'm saying? They did not come out the day that you got saved, huh? Because why would you still be doing the same old stuff you've been doing, saying the same stuff you've been saying if the devil came out? Now think about that. Will you please let that roast in your oven? Come on now. Praise God, you see. So God has the time and has some people that has that authority and the power, know they have it, know they have a word of power from the Lord, and they can speak to that unclean spirit. But then if you don't believe that there is an unclean spirit, how can you get delivered? Huh? You will keep it, do you not? Think about it now. You're not going to try to look for no help if you think you're all right. Hello? And lots of times we know something is wrong, but we don't want to acknowledge that something is wrong. Do you get the picture here? Uh-huh. Something be wrong in what we do. Something be wrong in what's happening to us. Something be wrong in our relationship, and we want to deny it. We do not want to accept it, and a lot of times it's you yourself. It ain't always the other person. I heard somebody say recently, some preacher, another was preaching and saying something about, you know, it ain't the other person. You know, I think somebody said that on Sunday. I think somebody preached that. And he said, it ain't the other person, it's you. And you are seeing yourself in that other person. That's how you can recognize it, because it's in you too. Hello, think about it. Now walk around here if you want to, all tied up in some kind of hellbound. You are, huh? Walk around here with it now and see how it is with you. Now, I could give you several different subjects today, but I want you to do something for me. Think about that word now that's in you. Think about the word that's around you. Now, we're going to go a little bit further. We're going to go to the fifth chapter of Luke also. We're going to go and read this verse of scripture in the fifth chapter of Luke. And it says this. I love this. I always read this. Now, when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draw. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night, have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Regardless of what you see or what you don't see, just do it anyhow. Take the word of God in your heart, in your bosom, and God, at your word, I'm going to move. At your word, this shall be. Because you said it, Father, this is why I'm doing it. I don't see it no kind of how. I don't see how I can do this. I don't see how I can make it. But because your word said it, I'm a launch out. And this is what we're going to tell you today. Launch out in the word. Launch out on the word. Any way you want to put it today, launch out in that word. Stand, in other words, stand on the word of God. That word that you know, that word that you've heard, stand on the word of God. And even in this story, after he, Simon launched out and cast it down, and it says in the sixth, and when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. They had so much. You can be blessed so much when you follow the word of God. You ain't got room to receive. That's what the word said. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to say, my God, God gave them overflow, didn't he? And he can do the same to you. He haven't stopped doing that. Let me tell you, he's still blessing. He's still overflowing you. He's giving you that beyond, above and beyond. He's still doing that. And then when you even go over in Luke, the 10th chapter also, in the 19th verse, he began to still tell you the same thing. He said, behold, he tell you what I've done. I give unto you. What? I give unto you power. This is what he said. I give unto you power to tread on serpents, cast out them devils and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. This is what he told you also. When you launch out in the word, you will find the great blessing there. You will find the power of God operating in your life. But you first got to find the word that you need. You got to study the word of God. You hear what I'm saying? So many times we want it, but we don't want to study. We want someone to give it to us just like that. But I'm telling you, God wants to bless you. He wants to give you what you need at this hour. He want to make a way out of nowhere for you. I love to say that. He makes a way out of nowhere because so many people are discouraged today for one reason or another. They may be discouraged because they're sick. They may be discouraged because of their children. A mother may have lost her children. A father may have lost his children. But let me tell you, don't be discouraged because you start speaking the word of God, launching out on the word, standing on the word of God, and find out that God will make a way out of nowhere for you. That's why I say it all the time, because there's so many people discouraged with those young children that are in the hospital that need help. And so many young people are getting shot today and hurt and crippled and by some enemies, you know, and all over the place. And the mothers or fathers is in great array over these things. I'm here to tell you that God will make a way out of nowhere for you. If you just trust God, if you just lean on him today. He said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Did you teach your children how to tread on serpents and scorpions too? Did you let them know that they can speak the word too and know that power of God would be operating in their life also? Now, if anything happened, it's always, pardon me, for some kind of reason or another, it may have happened in your life. And then you have gotten discouraged. Where was God when this happened to my child? And he will answer you, I'm the same place I was when it happened to my son. I'm still right here. Oh, but I have a reason for it. There is a reason for it. If you just hold on, I'll let you know what it is. This is what he's trying to tell you today. But you so busy about trying to blame somebody for it. But look into your own backyard and see what you have done or have not done. Did you do what God tell you to do? Did you obey his to cast your net on the right side, but you kept cast on the wrong side because that's what you wanted to do. But I'm here to tell you today, you got to launch out in the word of the living God. Right now, you need to launch out. You need to speak the words only, glory be to God, because God wants to bless you. He don't want you to go astray. He don't want you to be hurt, maimed, and crying, and crumbling, and murmuring over every little thing. But God wants to bless you right now. You need to let him. Let me tell you what John said it in the 14th chapter of St. John. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do." God said, "Greater works shall you do." He told you that already. You can do the same work. You can cast out devils. Oh yes, you can speak to the wind and the rain. But glory to God, you don't think about that. You got that power. If you don't think you have it, you ain't got it. But when you believe what the words say, greater works than these shall you do, because I go to the Father. Glory be to God, then you have those greater works on the inside, and God wants to show through you, the world through you, that you have the power. God has exercised his power in you, and you ought to believe it today. Glory be to God. Oh, what is power? It's exousia. That's that authority. God has given you the authority. He's given you the jurisdiction and the capability. He's given you his absolute power to work with. Don't tell nobody that you don't have that power, because he's given you that authority. He told you to use his name. Oh, he said, if you just call on him in his name, call the Father in his name, in your name, in Jesus' name, what I'm talking about today, he said that he will do it. Do you believe it today? Glory to God. That's what you need to do. Way back in Samuel time, all the way back in 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter, he said, "God is my strength and power. He maketh my way perfect." He's made your way perfect. Glory to God. When you find out that he's your strength and he's your power, he's given you the capability to do it. Oh, yes, glory be to God. And he said, glory to God, even in he called power. He said power was dunamis. And when it's dunamis, that means you got miraculous power. You have that ability, and you have strength, and I liked another word that he used was force. You have the force to make it happen, because he made your way perfect, and when he gave you his strength and power, oh, glory be to God, you got the strength. You have miraculous power. Glory be to God, because he gave you the power and authority over all the devils, to cure diseases, to cast out devils. The fact of the matter, you want to listen to people today, people that don't even go to church, you want to listen to them, to tell you you can't do it, you ain't got nothing. Who do you think you are? Tell them I'm a child of the king, and the king has given me power over all the power of the enemy, and he told me nothing by any means shall hurt me, and I'm standing on that word today. I'm launching out on the word. I might have not done it yesterday, but I am doing it today. Oh, glory be to God. I'm telling you today, put on courage, because when you put on courage, that's firmness of spirit which you put on, and you will meet danger without fear. Oh, glory be to God, you got that courage today. Be speaking it in your life right now, glory to God, because you have that strength, that ability to endure danger. You will make it through, glory, in a tough situation. Oh, yes, you will be effective in whatever you do for God. This is what you will do today, glory to God. Oh, let me tell you, hallelujah, you will be stable. You won't be finicky, glory to God, huh? But you're going to stand fast in the liberty that made you free, huh? You're going to stand firmly, huh? You're going to be established, huh? And nothing's going to be moving you easily, huh? Because you will not be shaken, huh? You tell the devil, I will not be shaken, huh? You will not move me, huh? You cannot overthrow me, huh? I got the power today to overthrow you, huh? I got power over you, devil, huh? But you better let him know, huh? Because he gonna take advantage of you if you don't, huh? Put your foot down, huh? But when you put it down, put it on his neck and crack it, huh? Crack his neck today in the name of Jesus, huh? Because you have the authority and the strength to do it, huh? You can do anything but fail today, hallelujah, huh? Because God has given it to you, hallelujah, huh? Remember the day, glory to God, launch on out, huh? In the word of the living God, huh? Take that word, huh? And stand on it, huh? Don't you feel what the devil try to bob at you with, huh? Tell you I got power over you, huh? But you let him know, no, you don't, devil, huh? God has given me his power, huh? Over all the power, the uncleanness you got, huh? In the name of Jesus, I'm the conqueror, huh? Not just a conqueror, but more than a conqueror, huh? I can do anything but fail, huh? The greatest he that is within me than he that's in the world, huh? Oh, glory be to God, huh? You ought to know it today, hallelujah, huh? That you stand in a holy place, huh? With a holy God, huh? Hallelujah, he will, huh? Never leave you nor forsake you, huh? But he'll be with you always, huh? Even until the end of the world, huh? Take it today, huh? And stand firm on the word of the living God, huh? Because he's ever by your side. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. That was a powerful word from Apostle Porter. I tell you. Oh, I know you felt that today. Oh, I know you felt that word penetrating through your situation today. I know you felt that word. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Sharon, and I tell you, I'm stirred up today because the word is so powerful, letting you know that God gives you the power, and you got to know that the power that he gave you, you can stand on the word of God. When he created the heaven and the earth, he gave man dominion, and he giving you the dominion to speak the word of God. It doesn't matter what you're going through, like the apostle was just saying, God is able to do it. And when she was talking about the unclean spirit, I tell you, what people say, well, what is the unclean spirit? People always thinking it's demonic force all the time. But a fornication is an unclean spirit. Witchcraft is an unclean spirit. Hatred, strife, false doctrine, envy, murder, drunkenness, adultery, all these things are unclean spirit. You say, well, I don't understand. Well, you can call that number that she gave you early before and ask for the book, and power is his name. I'll tell you, it will help you to break the generational curse over your life. It'll let you know anything that you put before God becomes an idol. It could be your children, your job, your money, your loved one. It doesn't matter what it is. That's an idol. You put it before God. And I'll tell you, if you need that book now, you can call her up now. You can write now and say, can I have that book for a fee now? I call and find out how much is it now. Because I tell you, when you read that power in his name book, you'll be delivered completely in your mind and in your situation and in your home. But when she was talking about the unclean spirit, all I could think about Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 12. For he said, before we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. You got to recognize that the person that you see, the person, the flesh and the blood, no matter who around you, your fight is not with them, but it's what you cannot see. It's against remember now, you have to know, don't say I don't know. Today you know. Today you got full understanding. You got good understanding that anything that come up that does not exalt God is an unclean spirit. Everything God say, love, hate is an unclean. Anything opposite to what God's word says is unclean spirit. And I like about launching out into the deep and let your net down for a drop. You got to launch out, step out, step out, step out, step out from around your familiar surrounding. You got to step out and make the change. You don't have to go the way everyone is going, but you can do something totally different. You can launch out, step out, and say, you know what? I've seen this all my life, and I know that's not what God's saying. I can launch out and change, and I can, you know, just launch out and just believe that God can do it just for me. God can do it just for me. I'm reminded about Abraham. I'm reminded when God told him to leave his family. God told him why. And all this time, I didn't even realize because his family worshiped idols. And he desired to know the true and living God. And God had to separate him. He had to let him launch out, step out, move out from where he is, in the place of familiarity around his family, around his kindred, around his tradition, around what they do. God had him move out, and God had him stretch out now. See, that's the net. The net was, the fishermen throw their net. They throw it out, and the net is not small. The net is really wide because, one, they expect a major change. They expect a major blessing. So when God, when he moved out from his familiar, he threw out the net. He launched out in God. He stepped out in faith, and God revealed himself to you. And if God can tell Abraham to separate himself, oh, God is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He'll tell you to step out from among your familiar people. For you know it's wrong. You know they're living right. You know they're party-hardy. You know they're drinking. You know they're slipping and sliding. You know it. You can't, even little children can tell you what they're doing now. You know, we think children don't listen. Children pay attention. Children even pay attention to your conversation. And at the wrong time, they'll repeat exactly what you're saying. Now, come on now. So you can't say, I don't know now. I don't know. But you know today. You know today. You know today. If he had to make the change, you got to make the change also. And know that if you want to make a change, God is able to do it. He did it for Abraham when he told him to separate himself. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you always have to make a change. You cannot do the same thing you've been doing. So it is with anything you're doing. If you want to achieve what God calls for you, you have to make the changes. You can speak to yourself today and say, today I'm strengthening myself. What? With the word of God. I have to make the change. I must make the change. Today is the day I'm going to make that change. Today is the day I'm going to talk to my mind and tell my mind, line up to the word. Tell my mind, line up to the purpose of God. Tell my mind, I'm going in the way of the Lord. You got to speak to yourself because she was talking about the power of the word. Know this, life and death is in the power of your tongue. So speak life to your situation. When you speak to the unclean spirit, you have to speak, open your mouth and speak the word of God. You couldn't say, devil, please get out. Oh, no, you have to say, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave now in the name of Jesus. And every unclean spirit, we command you to go now in the name of Jesus. And you may know what you're dealing with. Call it by name today and command it to go now in the name of Jesus. Remember, you can't say, devil, please. Oh, leave me alone. Oh, no, he's just looking at you because God gave you the power. He gave you dunamis power now. So use the word of God. Use it today instead of using the other word when you get upset. Use the word of God. Get frustrated enough of being in the same situation. Get frustrated enough for the same thing happening over and over and
crying here this morning. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for the word. Amen. Launching out on the word. Amen. And the Lord, amen, have given us power, amen, over every devil and imp in hell. Ain't you glad about it? Praise God. But now, you know, if I begin to look at this chapter 4, amen, and this was Jesus had been in the wilderness. Praise God. And he had, amen, defeated the enemy in the wilderness. Praise God. And he, amen, put the word on him. Every temptation that came up against Jesus, amen, he defeated him with the word. What about you today? And this is what the message is saying this morning. Launch out on the word. You got to speak that word on that demon. Praise God. And now I'm looking here in chapter 4, verse 18, where they say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel. To the poor he have sent me to heal the broken heart, to preach deliverance to the captured and recovery of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the accepted year of the Lord. This is what, amen, Jesus, amen, finds in the scripture, and he read it in the synagogue, and he was in his own hometown where he was raised up, and he could not do many miracles there because of their unbelief. And tell me that a prophet have no honor in their own country, am I right? So, but thank God, amen, here is the demon began to speak out, and the Lord rebuked it. Now I want to say to every preacher, every apostle, every bishop, every pastor, every elder out there, notice, amen, that the Lord didn't do a whole lot of puking and binding and all this. All he said to that demon was, Jesus rebuked him and said, hold thy peace and come out of him. Praise God. Why? Because he had power. Praise God. The Bible tell me in Acts 1 and 8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be a witness unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and unto the utmost part of the earth. Praise God. Everywhere you go, praise God, that demon gonna know you. Praise God. Why? Amen. Because you have an unclean spirit in him. Praise God. Now, you can't cast out the devil when it's in you. Come on now. Help me, somebody. So you first, amen, got to know, amen, that you are clean yourself, amen, to be able to help somebody else. Oh, y'all done got quiet. But I'm going to preach it anyhow. But, you know, I thank God, amen, for the word of God, because Jesus, amen, has given us that power, amen. And when you go up against that devil, amen, you have defeated him. He knows. Praise God. And I thank God, amen, that each and every one of you, amen, that have the Holy Ghost, you can't do it without the Holy Ghost. You have a lot of believers in the church, but have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? I'm not talking about going to some water, but I'm talking about that dunamis power that they're talking about it this morning that comes from on high. Oh, that God the Father sent back. Praise God. And it's lurking in the land today. And all you got to do is ask for it. And he will feed you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And the Bible tells me that it's one baptism, but many refill it. And then you'll be able to launch out in the deep. Oh, God will take care of you. Praise God. He said that the enemy will come at you one way, but he will have to flee seven. Why? Because you have that power. Oh, ain't you glad that you have power in the earth, praise God, to do great things, praise God, in your life, praise God, and to help others, praise God, them that are in need. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You can rebuke the devil, oh, and you will come out. But notice he didn't do a whole lot of praying. As I search out the scriptures and find, amen, how Jesus prayed when they asked for help, he said, thou wilt be clean. All that's all he had to say was speak the word. He spoke the word and something happened. What about you today? What about each and every one of you that is listening? All you got to do is launch out on the word. We launch out on everything but the word of God. And this is what, amen, Apostle Porter and Pastor Sharon is trying to tell you this morning. You got to stand on the word of God. If you launch out on that word, oh, whatever you need, God got it. He will manifest himself to you. He said, if you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to thee. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But he done give you a comfort. He done give you some help. He done give you a guide. He have given you some direction. He have given you that dunamis of power, or that you can stand firm on the word of God, and it will speak to your heart, and it will tell you what direction to go. Now, you can't go in your own way, because you are bought with a price, and that price, oh God, is from on high. Oh, I'm glad about it that Jesus is Lord. Oh, the Bible tells me that, look at when you use the name Jesus, the Bible says that every devil in hell tremble at that name. Oh, look at the power that you have when you use that name Jesus. Oh, J-E-S-U-S. There's something about that name that is mighty sweet. Oh, the devil flee at the name of Jesus. I'm glad, amen, that Jesus is Lord. What about you today? Amen, if you don't have that power, all you got to do is ask for it. The day is your day, but you got to launch out in the deep. Oh, you've been around that shallow water too long. Oh, but today is your day. Oh, we talked about yesterday, get out of the boat. Oh, somebody, amen, need to take a chance. Oh, God done spoke to your heart. Oh, the way is already made. You got to move when God say move. Oh, you want to move and everything is all right. But no, 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 no. That's not faith. Oh, but when you launch out in the deep, oh, you'll be just like Simon Peter. You know, I've been toiling all this long time. I've been praying for a long time, but I see nothing. Oh, the Lord ain't going to show you nothing because he wants you to, oh, God, help me here. He wants you to launch out in the deep. Oh, when you launch out, oh, he'll be right there. All you got to do is trust the word. You got to launch out in the deep. And if you launch out on his word, oh, he will show up and show out, oh, in your life. Oh, praise the Lord. He's doing it right now, even as we speak, because he said that his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Oh, somebody needs to launch out. Somebody needs to know, amen, you don't have to worry about your job, amen. God have already took care of you. He have already made that way, but you got to walk through the door. Huh? You got to launch out. Huh? You got to turn loose that comfort zone. Huh? All because why? Huh? When you have dunamis power, you'll be able to tread on serpents and devils. Oh, you can crack the devil's head. He ain't got no business on your back. Huh? He ain't got no business on your trail. Huh? But, oh, he's supposed to be up at the bottom of your feet. Huh? Ain't you glad, amen, that Jesus is Lord? Oh, every time you use the name Jesus, every devil tremble at that name. Oh, come on, help me call him. Yes, you can call him by yourself. You don't need nobody to help you. Oh, it's something about that name. Oh, the Bible says that there is no other name given up under heaven whereby we can be saved but the name of Jesus. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Oh, Jesus, oh God, he is mighty sweet. He's a living Savior. He's a risen Savior. He's alive in me this morning. What about you today? Oh, if he is alive in you, the Bible say that that same Spirit that rose Jesus from the dead, it will quicken your mortal body. I mean, not jump every time you jump. I mean, not shout and speak in tongues every time you do it. But every now and then, oh, something at the inside, oh, it moves me. Oh, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God, amen, for that dunamis power. I thank God, amen, for what he's done for me. He has set me apart. He has appointed and anointed me. What about you today? Oh, he have no respect of person. He say, what I do for one, I do for all. Ain't you glad about it? Oh, jealousy is in the spirit. Oh, envy is a spirit, an unclean spirit. Oh, jealousy, oh God, is an unclean spirit. Oh, we look about the outward things, but what about that inward stuff? We have to work on that heart. Lose some scissors on that heart. Work on that heart. And when it come out, Jesus will come in. He'll put some joy in there. He'll put love in there. He'll make you love them who don't love you. Oh, he'll show you things. This is what Pastor Sharon was talking about. Oh, you don't need no prophet. Oh, he'll give it to you. He'll see every smile on people's face, and he'll show you found down in their heart. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, when you got that power, oh, everything will be all right. He will turn your midnight in the day. He will bring you out with a mighty hand. You can stand firm on the word of God. Oh, when you stand, when you're level. I'm talking about spiritually here. Have you put on the whole armor? It's war time. This is not the hospital, but there's a war going on. It's time to fight. Are you a soldier in the army of the Lord? Oh, come on here. God don't lose no cowardly soldier. But, oh, praise God. You can look the devil eyeball to eyeball and rebuke him in Jesus' name. And he got to flee. Oh, when you got that power, God didn't give it to you. What more can he do? He done did it all. He have paid it all. All to him we owe. Send up a crimson stain, but he washed it whiter than snow. Ain't you glad about it today? Oh, I feel pretty good right now. Oh, he is a heavy load shutter. He'll be right there. He'll lift every burden. He's doing it right now because he said that his word will not go out and return to him void. Oh, he's launching out. We are releasing that power this morning all over the airways. Somebody is getting healed. Somebody is getting delivered. Somebody, praise God, is being encouraged to stand firm, oh God, on the word of God. Oh, yes, Lord. And after you have done all the stand, he says, stand some more. Oh, we are living in the last day. Trouble is all around us. Oh, you don't have to stop nothing you're going through. But you can be just like Simon Peter. Oh, you say, but nevertheless, at thy word, I'm going to go out, and I'm going to launch out, and I'm going to cast out my net. Oh, then look what happened. Oh, when you trust the word of God, something's going to happen, because God got a way to show up and show out in your life. He did it for me, and he'll do it for you. He's doing it right now. He's doing it for each and every one of us. All you got to do is open up your heart and trust his word. But you got to launch out in the deep. It's time to turn loose. Let the Lord bless you real good. And he'll do it, praise God. He said, I'll never leave you, not forsake you. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the age. Oh, he will. I want to say to somebody, help is on the way. He's right there, right now. Praise God. Ain't you glad that help is on the airways and we released it this morning to somebody's house, to somebody's family. Don't worry about him. God is turning that situation around. He's always right there. He'll turn now. Don't worry about him. But I heard Apostle Porter say, praise for him. Praise God. Oh, they make you make it get worse instead of getting better. But he didn't say how long, but he said keep on praying. Oh, because there's strength behind your prayers. God will move. He hears the prayers of the righteous. Why? Because you got that dumanous power. Oh, don't worry about it. Everything going to be all right. Because God said it. You can believe it, and that sells it for me. What about you today? Are you lunging out on the feet today? Are you lunging out on the word? Praise God. Jesus has given us power over every clean spirit. Oh, when they're talking about you, you pray for them. Pray for those that prosecute you and despitefully use us. Oh, praise God. Now, he don't intend for you to let nobody use as a footman, a footstool. Come on now, because he has given us that power. Oh, you have to stand up for yourself. Oh, come on now. When they came at Jesus wrong, he called them, he called them snakes. Oh, he called them a wicked control. Oh, y'all ought to help me here. Oh, you got to put the devil in his place. Oh, help me somebody. Don't let the devil just talk to you any kind of way. When they cut it, rebuild that fire. Oh, to rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus, and he got to shut the mouth. Oh, thank God. And he'll say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cuss in front of you. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to treat you like that. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do you like that. Oh, God will show up and show out in your life. All you got to do is launch out on his word. Oh, and stand firm. Why? Because you got power. And say, Lord, I want to refill it. I want it today, even though they leave the air. And he's that we are in the world, but we're not of it. I'm glad about it today that he has separated us. He has kept us the same way he did it all in the biblical day. He's yet doing it now. He said, I'll be with you always till the end of the world. Ain't you glad? Oh, thank God. I feel his thing this morning. He is all in all. He is in us all. He's through us all. Ain't you glad that God will? He will do great things. He said, I'll be there. You can depend on God. He is reliable. He's resourceful. He's all these things. Oh, I thank God. He saved me. He sanctified me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. He brought me out. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Oh, thank God. Ain't you glad about it? Thank God. He loves you today. Oh, you may be the black sheep of your family, but don't worry about it. God loves you with an everlasting love. Why? Because you got that power he has given to you. So exercise it. What more can he do? He done did it all. He sent it back. He's with you right now. He's with you in the morning. He's with you in the noonday. He's with you late at night. He's with you every 24/7, as we call it. Oh, thank God for it. His name is Jesus. There's something about that name. How can you call his name and don't feel something? Oh, I feel his pain. Oh, do you love him? If you love him, you'll tell him you love him. Oh, ain't you glad about it? Thank God. Don't be ashamed, because his gospel is power unto salvation to all that believe. Ain't you glad that you are a believer this morning? Ain't you glad that all things are possible if you only believe? Ain't you glad that God heals? Ain't you glad that you, he will provide for you? He will make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Thank God for it today in the name of Jesus. Oh, God bless you. God is a good God. Oh, I got to leave here, but I feel his pain this morning. God is a good God. God bless you. God bless you. May heaven continue to smile on you and launch out in on the word today in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We kind of hate to cut the fish ball. Glory to God. It's getting hot up in here. Hallelujah, Jesus. We wait.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Trusting that you enjoyed that message today. Not just from Apostle Porter, but you had Pastor Sharon and you had Bishop Porter. The word is the word. Do you have that power today that you can stand on God's word? Do you have that power today where you can speak and believe that word today? For he give us the power. We are to use the power today. No, I am not preaching. You got the word today. And like I tell you all, on Thursday is Throwback Thursday, where you will continue to hear the man and woman of God, because the word is rich. The word is always on time. So don't just take the word and keep it to yourself. Share the word as well. Amen. We'd like to thank each and every one of you for continually listening on a continual basis. If you have missed this message from the beginning and would like to hear it again, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministry, City of Victory. And if you have not liked or followed our page, go ahead and click like and follow. Amen. And click on that link for Blog Talk Radio. This message was from 2012, okay? It was exactly April of 2012 that this message came forth. Amen? Let me tell you, share the word today. be obedient to God's word. Have that conversation with God. Have that relationship with God today. Prayer changes things. And remember, when you're talking to someone, you are talking to the God in them. So when they're lying to you, they're not lying to you. They're lying to the God in you. Amen. Know who you are and who you belong to. So join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night for the Will and Walls Prayer Conference line. And let's tear the devil kingdom down. That's at 11 o'clock. It doesn't matter what church you belong to. We're not asking you to leave your church. We're asking you to come join us in prayer and tear the devil kingdom down. That's every Friday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live Sunday service. And for those of you that do not have Facebook, you can also join us on that very conference line, which is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. For those of you that have Facebook, again, join us. That's on Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. Hit like and follow. That way you know when we post and come live. So join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Also every Tuesday night, join us for Bible Talk. And it's some awesome listening. You know, the topic, real topic that is going on today, and we will give you scripture to go with it. Maybe you would like to hear or learn something. You know, just come on, join us, and we will have a glorious time in the Lord. That's every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, that conference number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. If God has laid on your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, you feel led to, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Till then, be blessed and trust in your Lord and Savior.
Let God have his way.
That's when things
There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
As
soon as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go
and
let God
let
him have.
Let God.